Now to track and field, where crowds at the Olympic Stadium were treated to a bit of history in the making today. NPR's Tom Goldman joins me now. Hi there, Tom.
Hi, Adi.
So Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt pulled it off, huh?
Yeah, getting used to this, aren't we? He won the men's 200 meters, as he did 4 years ago at the Beijing Olympics. With this win, he becomes the first athlete to win the 100 and 200 meters twice in back-to-back Olympics. He said a few days ago when he won the 100 that he needed the repeat in the 200 in order for him to officially be considered a legend. Well, guess what? He's a legend. He says so, and you're not going to find anyone to argue with that.
So tell me about the race. I mean, was it close? Was there a little dance at the end?
You know, it was only close because he did that maddening Usain Bolt thing where he slows down at the end. His winning time was 19.32 seconds. His world record is 19.19. Now, he might very well have broken it, but along with being the greatest sprinter in history, he's a goofball, and he loves to have fun. And once he saw he had the race won, he seriously jogged, or shall we say loped, the last few yards. He turned to his left as he crossed the finish line, put his index finger to his lips to shush the crowd. But early in the race, he was all business. He exploded out of the blocks. The first 100 yards, he established his lead. And as he came around the turn, you could see his eyes darting to the left. And that's where his Jamaican teammate, Johan Blake, was running. Bolt knows that Blake is the only man who can beat him, so he was watching. And Blake didn't beat him. He finished second, though. And talk about dominance. Warren Weir of Jamaica finished third, so it was a Jamaican sweep.
And staying with track and field, American Ashton Eaton began today leading in the decathlon. He's the world record holder. How'd he do?
He won. He won a gold medal. I mean, it wasn't as impressive points-wise as when he set the world record at the Olympic trials in June with 9,039 points. He scored 8,869 points to win the gold medal. It doesn't matter to him. He wanted to win the gold, and he did. He won by 198 points over silver medalist Trey Hardy of the U.S., who's a two-time world champion, and Leonel Suarez of Cuba took the bronze. So it was a great day for America in the decathlon.
Just a few seconds left, but I wanted to talk about male boxers. First time in Olympic history, American boxers did not win a medal, American male boxers. What happened there?
Yeah, well, they didn't. They didn't have a good tournament, but leave it to the women, just like Howard was talking about with the female soccer players. Clarissa Shields won the gold medal in the middleweight division, and Marlon Esparza took the bronze in the flyweight division in the first ever women's boxing event at the Olympics. So the U.S. did quite well. Very, very exciting game for them.
NPR's Tom Goldman from London. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
And we're going to hear from gold medalist Clarissa Shields a bit later in the program.